incredible how much gets done every day and how much doesn't get done every day when it comes to Washington. Promises made, promises kept, and promises made that never seem to come to fruition. You know, that's one of the challenges being a politician. You say, well, we're going to get this done and that done, and maybe you do and maybe you don't. Situations change, of course, and then if you don't get done what you said you were going to, it's held against you. And President Trump has promised an overhaul of the nation's healthcare system over and over again. It just never seems to happen, and that's the challenge. My next guest, Seth Denson, co-founder and chief strategist of GDP Advisors, an employees benefit and risk management firm in Dallas, Texas. He'll be on the line with me in a second. But let's make no mistake, it was a bold claim when Donald Trump said that he was going to overhaul the healthcare system and doing away with the Affordable Care Act. Now, it's been challenged and parts have been taken away throughout the entire process. What'd you say, Alex? Okay. Little technical issue with getting Seth on the line here. But there's been no real progress with putting together an overhaul for the healthcare system. Fact of the matter is you don't have the votes now in the House of Representatives. So to move forward with a replacement for the Affordable Care Act would require the Democrats being on board with it.
Okay.
And obviously that hasn't happened. Seth Denson here with us, co-founder, chief strategist, GDP advisor. Seth, welcome back to the program. Good to have you here.
Steve, always good to be with you, my friend.
The promises of overhauling the ACA, the Obamacare Act, the president's made those from 2015 and continues to make those promises. And yet, as I just mentioned, without, you know, control of the House, what progress can he really make?
Well, at this point, none. I mean, listen, if he put together a plan and rolled it out to the Democrats that had every bell and whistle that Nancy Pelosi wanted, she wouldn't put it in front of the House. Because that just would be not the political way to do things right now in election season. So the president is in a situation where, at this point, it's about two things. It's about, one, the executive orders that he is doing, which I think have been positive, but they just don't go far enough, and two, optics. The last thing he wants going into November is the Democrats saying that he's trying to take away your health care, especially when we're in a health pandemic, without a written plan to say, this is what I'm going to do to replace it.
I think they're saying that anyway. You know, they'll say anything. You know, he's destroying health care. And I challenge the Democrats because I've asked a couple, what would you have done differently? What would you have done differently? You know, lockdown harder because it worked so well in New York and New Jersey and Michigan. The hard lockdowns worked great, obviously, because the number of dead people in those states. I mean, honestly, what would you do differently? But it leaves us waiting for another election, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And I don't disagree with you, Steve, that they're going to say what they're going to say anyway. But listen, there's a thing, you know, you've got a counterpunch, right? And the last thing that the president wants is to say, yeah, I have a plan, and everybody can call him to the shores on it because he hasn't released it. And that's why I've said all along, the president doesn't have to release something he knows will pass because it never would anyway. He has to release something that says, this is my plan. Give me four more years so that I can go in and actually do what I need to do around health care. He's already taken the right steps through his executive orders. He needs to expand it into a plan.
Well, that's probably a good idea. But fact of the matter is right now, the pandemic is taking all the oxygen out of the room. In fact, I think it's become an election that'll be fairly close from being one that I think that Donald Trump would have run away with Joe Biden being his opponent, if not for a very conveniently timed virus, to be quite honest. I don't mind your idea, but do you think that they can really get something, or have they worked on something? Is there anything to put forth in the next 87 days?
Well, listen, I'm biased because I actually wrote a book that's a blueprint for him. They could just literally slap the seal on it and call it a day. But that said, I think that the president and Alex Azar specifically have been working towards this for the better part of the last 3 years, which is, you know, more transparency, power in the consumer's hands, more regulation over the crony capitalism that absorbs itself within healthcare. I think they could easily put together a plan and release it within the next 60 days.
So it could be done. It could be a point of conversation. Of course, the Democrats would find anything they could in there to exploit and do exactly what you said. They're going to try to take health care away from Americans. They're going to try to punish old people. They hate old people already because they let them die from the pandemic. You can see the narrative, Seth.
Listen, they've That playbook has been around since George W. Bush, when he was throwing grandma off the cliff because of Medicare.
Right, right.
And so, yeah, listen, this is we know that what the hand that the Democrats are going to play here, so let's play a different hand. Let's counterpunch. Let's actually go on the offensive versus just being on the defensive here.
Well, give me some of the ideas then from your book that you say that the president could, you know, plagiarize as if he were Joe Biden. He could just lift it straight from your book and claim it as his own. What would you suggest?
Well, he's already started on a lot of it, which is require transparency. Require that hospitals, doctors, pharmaceutical companies, insurance companies all be transparent about their pricing, because the price should be the price. Steve, you and I have talked about this a number of times. The price shouldn't vary based on the patient and which insurance card they have in their pocket. As a matter of fact, I would argue that we could just completely eliminate insurance networks altogether. They serve absolutely zero purpose in America anymore, except to provide a veil of ambiguity in the healthcare system. Doing what he's doing around prescription drugs, eliminating pharmacy benefit managers and rebates, all of these things are powerful that allow the consumer to guide the market, which is what we need in a free market system.
Rebates and control of the consumer over their healthcare decisions. And you're right, we've talked about it so many times, the procedure costs what it costs. It doesn't cost something different because this insurance card or that insurance card or no insurance at all, and somehow the person with no insurance at all gets charged four times as much as the person with an insurance card.
That's exactly right.
It's baffling. Right. Always has been baffling to me. Seth Denson here, GDP Advisors Chief Strategist. I'll give you the last word here, Seth, as we head in 87 days out now.
87 days means we got about 45 to 50 days to get something out there when it comes to health care. Like I said, the president has been on the right track. He needs to double down on it, but he must do it in a written plan that can go before legislators. Even if it doesn't pass, he's got to release one.
Seth, greatly appreciate you as always. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, quick break. We're on the Steve Gerber Show. Former Congressman Bob Barr joining me in just a moment here. Don't go anywhere.